Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, March 17th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Stars James Marino. In the headlines, let's start it off with, it's beginning to look a lot like Tony season.
It is, James. The weather's getting warmer, shows are opening, and today it was announced that Tony winner Patina Miller and Tony nominee Andrew Rannells will be announcing the Tony nominations on Tuesday, May 3rd at 8:30 a.m. I do want to remind everybody that it is 8:30, not 8 o'clock. James, I don't know if you're usually on Twitter or not during the Tony nominations, but it seems that every year Broadway Twitter freaks out because the live stream hasn't started by 8:05 or 8:10. It's 8:30. Not 8 o'clock. I'm usually one of those people, so the reminder is as much for me as anybody else. But the entire ceremony will be available on TonyAwards.com or New York One locally. And CBS this morning will carry the major award nomination announcements. Then they'll do a really awkward pause while the national audience goes away. And then they'll keep going with all the technical awards that apparently the rest of the country doesn't care about. The Tonys will take place on Sunday, June 12th at 8 p.m. This year, they are from the Beacon Theater, and they'll be hosted by Tony winner James Corden, which, based on what he's been doing with the Late Late Show, I am very, very excited to see what he does at the Tony Awards. So very high standards for this one.
I'm looking forward to it. James Corden is quite the talent. I was very sorry to lose him to late night television.
Yeah, especially because there was a rumored revival of Forum that he was going to star in before he got that. So hopefully we'll get him back at some point.
Comedy tonight. All right. So do you have any ice cream for me?
I do not. I do not have any ice cream, but tonight is finally the night we've been talking about it a couple times this week already. The Roundabout Theater Company's latest revival of the Bach and Harnack musical She Loves Me opens tonight at Studio 54 on Broadway. It stars Tony winners Laura Benanti, Jane Krakowski, Michael McGraw, and stage and screen star Zachary Levi, and Tony nominee Gavin Creel. It literally has a star-studded cast that you don't get to see very often on Broadway. On tomorrow's show, I'm sure we'll do a rundown of a bunch of the reviews, but the word on the street is spectacular. The production shots that they've released already look great. A bunch of the cast did some of the songs at 54 Below a few weeks ago, and they were amazing before they'd even really gotten halfway through rehearsals. So I'm very, very excited to see the reaction to this show.
I'm looking forward to it, too. It's some of my favorite people in a great show that's a lot of fun. What's happening over at the Public?
Over at the Public, the great legendary Felicia Rashad is returning to the New York stage tonight in Terrell Alvin McCraney's play Head of Passes. It's directed by Tina Landau, and it's described as a poetic and contemporary parable inspired by the Book of Job. So that's sounds pretty interesting to me. It opens officially on March 28th and runs through April 17th. But given the success the Public has had lately and with a big legendary star like Felicia Rashad, it could get an extension, but definitely get your tickets now because anytime she steps foot on stage, that's a good time to be in the theater.
That is great. That's very
James,
exciting.
James, I did want... Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, we are recording a little later tonight than normal because you went and saw Roundabout's other big musical revival, The Robber Bridegroom. I know where you're probably going to talk about it on This Week on Broadway, but did you want to give us a little tidbit of your review tonight?
Well, I'll tell people to listen to This Week on Broadway this weekend. we'll cover it then. The short and long of it is it's a lot of fun. Leslie Kritzer is amazing, and Stephen Pasquale is wonderful, and it's a very strong cast. I'm not sure it's quite suited for a Broadway house, but if you do get a chance, go see it.
Okay, good tease, good tease.
What's happening in the casting world?
Well, if you remember, in 2013, the San Francisco Symphony presented an incredible concert production of Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. It starred Cheyenne Jackson, Alexandra Silber, and went on to be a Grammy-nominated cast recording. This May, they're going to try to recreate some of that magic by reuniting a lot of the recent Broadway revival cast of Bernstein's On the Town. From May 25th to May 29th, they're going to do a concert production of the show, and the cast will include Clyde Alvies, J. Armstrong Johnson, Tony Yazbek from the revival cast. It'll also include Megan Fairchild and Alicia Umfriss. So they'll be there. Isabel Leonard will be taking over the role of Claire for Elizabeth Stanley, who's currently on the road with Bridges of Madison County. And Tony winner Shuler Hensley will replace Michael Rupert as Pitkin. And then, if that wasn't enough to get you to go see this, Tony winner Tyne Daly and Tony nominee David Garrison are going to narrate it. if I didn't live on the complete other side of the country, this is something that I would be trying to get tickets to. If you are in the San Francisco area, you can get more information at sfsymphony.org.
Do you know, I'm not sure if I remember this correctly, but this the West Side Story that you had mentioned earlier, that recording that they did 2013, wasn't that a really expensive recording? Do you know that?
You mean to purchase or to make?
No, probably both. It's probably one is related to the other. I think we talked about it on This Week on Broadway back in 2013, and I remember that it was like a $100 purchase.
Really? I don't know. Well, it could be one of those things that they do almost like a PBS drive where you pay a lot of money for a compact disc, but it's really a donation to the organization. I'm not sure if that's what it was, but it seems like an organization like the San Francisco Symphony might have set it up that way. I do know that it was a live recording, though, so they actually recorded the concert itself. It wasn't done in a studio, but I don't know that I would ever pay $100 for a cast recording, but this one's pretty great. So,
yeah, this is it. I just looked it up on Amazon. On Amazon, it's $40.
Well, if it's a double CD, I can see that. It's still a little high, but
I could be wrong, but it stuck in my head that it was $100 before, but maybe it was a fundraiser, as you said. Let's move forward into the next part of casting.
Yeah, this is just a small thing, but Kathleen McNenny will replace Liz Wisson in the role of Woman in Manhattan Theater Club's Broadway production of Florian Zeller's The Father, starring Frank Langella and Catherine Irby. The production is scheduled to begin previews next Tuesday at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater, so Kathleen has to get those lines under her belt pretty quickly.
Yeah, that was always a hard part for me. Don't call me in a pinch.
and that's why you're podcasting and not acting.
That's the tip of the iceberg. So what's happening over at Hamilton?
Well, if you hadn't heard, James, getting tickets to that show is a little difficult right now. Mm. But people are so desperate to get in to see Hamilton that they are lining up by the hundreds early in the morning before dawn to be a part of the standby line. And as you can imagine, I can't imagine many people are not showing up or canceling their tickets. So I can't imagine very many of them are actually getting in from the standby line. In fact, there were so many people in line, though, that the Marriott Marquis, which is next door to the Richard Rogers where Hamilton performs, has started banning Hamilton fans from waiting in line on their property. Kathleen Duffy, who's a spokesperson for Marriott, told Vulture, we're very supportive of Broadway and of ticket holders. This is not that. They're blocking fire exits, emergency exits, and our first priority has to be to the safety of our 2,000 guests. The Richard Rogers responded very quickly by announcing that they will be capping the standby line at 30 people moving forward. And like I said, 30 people probably would be enough because I can't imagine there's 30 tickets that are unclaimed before the show. But big news, no big lines around the Richard Rogers anymore. But if the standby line kicks you out and you can't get tickets that way, there is, of course, the now legendary Ham for Ham lottery. However, if you're constantly throwing away your shot by forgetting to enter the digital lottery, that can be frustrating, but have no fear. There is now an app for that. The co-founder of the shopping app, Shophood, has made an app that will remind you specifically to enter the Hamilton lottery, and it will auto-fill all of the fields. So instead of taking, 2-3 minutes to sign in, it'll take just about 5 seconds for you to register for the Ham for Ham lottery. The app is called Ham App, and it's now available in the iTunes App Store. So good luck, all you. What is it? Hamil Trash? Is that what they're calling themselves? It went from Rent Heads to Hamil Trash. I don't really understand what that means.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. I didn't know that.
I think that's what all the cool kids are saying.
But I do know that a bunch of the folks in Silicon Alley here in New York have set up server farms to enter the Hamilton lottery.
That's the kind of like the next generation of ticket brokers then.
Yeah, because they seem to think that it's worth their while to do that. All right, so let's wrap up for the evening.
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. I'm Matt Timmen. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And don't forget to subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Later today, we will have a very exciting new episode. So subscribe now so you don't miss it. We will be giving away prizes.
Ooh, prizes. I like prizes. And I am James Marino from BroadwayStars.com, BroadwayRadio.com. And if you have a suggestion or would like to have us consider a story, email us. Email information is james@broadwayradio.com, matt@broadwayradio.com, or today@broadwayradio.com. We'll get to both of us. We will see you tomorrow.
All right.